我们低头祷告。
Now let's pray.
天父，今天早上求你再一次把我们带到十字架的面前。
Heavenly Father, bring us this morning before the cross.
主啊，让我们像诗班所唱的，面对面亲见我主。
Lord, just as the choir has sung, that we can be face to face with you.
主啊，我们再一次在你面前说，主，是我们的罪把你钉在十字架上。
Once again, we confess that it was our sins that nailed you to the cross.
今天早上，让我们再一次在你面前领受赦罪的平安。
Let us receive from you then the grace of sins forgiven.
借着十字架，主啊，让我们再一次来到主施恩宝座的面前。
Let us come before your throne of grace through the cross.
主啊，我们恳求你今天早上向我们施恩，向我们说话。
Have mercy on us today and speak to us.
在整个聚会，让我们只见耶稣，不见一人。
So that in this whole meeting we can see only Jesus.
求主你垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. 刚才杨一哲弟兄在祷告的时候提到，今天又是下雪的时候。
Just now our brother Eric, as the presider, mentioned that today it snowed again.
在他的祷告里面有许多无奈的感觉。
And seemingly there's a sense of frustration.
今天早上看到在下雪。
This morning, when we saw that it was snowing,
真的，我看到外面的白雪，我有一种又爱又怕的感觉。
Indeed, my feelings are ambivalent. On the one hand, I love snow. On the other hand, I'm beginning to dread it.
前几天跟陈约翰牧师在一起谈到今年的雪。
Several days ago, I was sharing with Brother John Tan, and we started talking about the snow condition.
我们差不多异口同声地说，这个雪对我们来讲，我们把它取一个名字叫做 The Beauty and the Beast.
Two weeks ago, I was hurt by the snow.
非常谢谢弟兄姊妹的祷告和关心。
And I thank you all for your prayers and concern.
从完全不能动到可以在床上翻身，哦，我心里面已经欢喜快乐。
I was so joyful when I was able to turn on my own accord on the bed.
一直到三天前把拐杖拿掉，哎呀，我心里面实在有无限的感恩。
And 3 days ago, I was able to walk without the help of a cane, and I was very thankful.
有弟兄姊妹告诉我说，当那个肌肉从你的背后被撕裂的时候，你不容易在两三个礼拜就可以起来行走。
Many people have warned me that it's not going to be easy, that very rarely would people be able to walk within 2 to 3 weeks.
但是我们感谢主，两个多礼拜，我今天不只是可以行走，而且可以站在各位的面前，跟各位一起分享我心里面的负担。
But I thank the Lord that today I can walk and I can share with you the burdens in my heart.
当我们提到这个雪是叫做 the beauty and the beast 的时候，
When we say that the snow has two characters,
我们发现美丑之间、爱恨之间，好像只有一线之隔而已。
Indeed, it's a fine line when we say something is beautiful or ugly or good or bad.
在我们一般的经验里面，美就是美，丑就是丑。
In our everyday experience, beautiful is beautiful and ugliness is ugliness.
爱和恨是应该相去十万八千里。
And we can say love and hatred is separated by a great distance.
但是一个年事越大，人生经历越多的人，就会了解美丑之间、爱恨之间不过是一线之隔而已。
And yet as we grow older and become more experienced, we know it's a fine line that divides the two.
事实上圣经上也用这样两种非常不调和的描写来形容魔鬼撒旦。
And the scriptures also use these, used two extremes to describe Satan.
保罗称魔鬼为光明的天使。
The Apostle Paul called Satan the angel of light.
彼得称撒旦为吼叫的狮子。
The Apostle Peter called Satan a roaring lion.
光明美丽和残暴凶恶在我们的智慧里面不能放在一起。
It's hard for us to reconcile the two pictures, beautiful and lightness with a cruel and terrifying lion.
这两样东西是不能够调和在一道。
We cannot put them together.
但是我们在圣经里面却看见用不同的角度来描写同样一件事情。
But yet we learn from the scriptures that often it uses different viewpoints to describe the same thing.
所以怪不得保罗对以弗所教会提到这一个属灵的征战的时候，他提到我们的仇敌，他说我们要小心魔鬼的诡计。
So when Paul was warning the disciples in Ephesus about the spiritual warfare, he warned them about the deviousness of the devil.
当保罗把提摩太在把这个以弗所书写到最后的时候。
When he wrote to the end of the book of Ephesus,
他提到今天的教会要面临一个极严重的一个属灵的征战。
He mentioned that the church today will face a very important spiritual battle.
他提醒我们，他说我们所征战的对象不是血肉之体。
He reminded us that the object of our warfare is not of flesh and blood.
他说乃是那些执政掌权的管辖这个幽暗世界，也是那个属灵的空中的恶魔，我们与他征战。
We are having warfare with those in the spiritual realm, the demons and the evil spirits.
今天早上我想跟弟兄姊妹一起再来思想这个属灵的征战这个题目。
This morning, I would like to reconsider with you the topic of spiritual battle.
好不好？请各位再翻到刚才我们所读的《路加福音》第二十二章。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 22.
二十二章，我们刚才从二十四节读完三十四节。
Just now, we've read verses 24 to 34.
在刚才所读的这段圣经里面，很明显的，我们看见有两个主题在里面。
From these 10 verses, it's clear that there are two major themes.
24节到30节在这里记载门徒之间的一个争论。
From verse 24 to verse 30, it's recorded an argument among the disciples.
他们在争高低，他们在论大小。
They had a dispute about who was the greatest.
到底在他们这个小的团体里面，谁是大的，谁是小的，谁是应该做首位，谁是应该敬陪末座。
Who is the leader among this small group of people?
那么从三十一节到三十四节，在这里我们看见主耶稣预告彼得的失败。
From verses 31 to 34, Jesus prophesied.That Peter will deny him three times.
当我在准备这段圣经的时候
，When I was preparing this passage，
我心里面有一种说不出来的痛苦，说不出来的困扰。
Something bothered me, and it's very difficult to describe in words.
我们今天都是中国人坐在这里。
Today we as Chinese here.
孙中山先生说，中国人像一片散沙一样。
We've been described as a bucket of sand scattered about.
但是如果我们用这样的一个角度来看当时的门徒的话
，And if we use the same analogy to describe the disciples,
我觉得当时的耶稣基督的门徒不是散沙而已，简直是一群的刺猬 ，porcupine.
I feel that they are not only a bucket of sand scattered; they indeed. Have spines poking each other.
他们分开可以相安无事，不能够聚在一起。当他们一聚在一起的时候，就彼此会刺痛旁边的人。
They just cannot be close together, or they will start to poke each other.
每一次他们聚在一起，就产生彼此伤害的现象。
And whenever they are close together, they will start to hurt each other.
当我在准备的时候，我心里面特别难过的是什么？
What caused me the greatest sorrow?
这些门徒在那里彼此争论的时候，是争论在主耶稣设立圣餐之后。
Is that they dispute after the fact that Jesus have established the Holy Communion?
我们看见从十七节到二十节，耶稣设立这个我们所谓的圣餐，这个最后这个主的晚餐。
From verse 17 on, we see that Jesus established the Last Supper or the Holy Communion.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做圣餐？
What is the Last Supper?
圣餐就是调整我们每一个人与主的关系的一个聚会。
Holy Communion service is a service that allows us to readjust our relation with our Lord.
圣餐就是调整我们每一个人彼此之间的关系的一个聚会。
It's a meeting where we can readjust our relation to one another.
透过饼和杯，让我们能够更新我们跟主的关系。
Through the bread and the cup, we can rededicate our relation to the Lord.
透过饼和杯，我们能够更新我们弟兄姊妹彼此之间的关系。
Through the bread and cup, we can indeed rededicate our relation to one another.
我们的灵性不可能永远是在高峰上。
Our spiritual condition cannot always be at a high point.
人际的关系不可能永远在一个最美的一个境界。
Personal relations cannot be in a perfect condition all the time.
感谢主，借着圣餐，借着饼和杯，让我们能够调整我们跟主的关系，因此我们可以调整我们彼此之间的关系。
But we thank the Lord that through Holy Communion we can readjust our relation with Him, and in doing so we can readjust our relation with each other.
我们今天要爱，我们要爱我们的弟兄，我们要爱我们的姐妹，照着我们的天性，我们只能够爱我们看着顺眼的人。
According to our own nature, we can only love those that are lovable for us.
今天我们怎么能够去爱那些不可爱的？
How can we love those that are not lovable?
感谢主，主耶稣可以爱他所不能爱。
It's only Jesus that can love those that we cannot love.
耶稣，只有耶稣可以爱那个在外表看起来好像不可爱。
Only He can love those that seemingly are unlovable.
当我们来到主的桌前的时候，
And so as we come before His table,
我们可以再一次透过主来看弟兄，来看我们的姐妹。
We can look at the other brothers and sisters through the eyes of our Lord.
但是我们在圣经里面看见，他们刚刚参加完这个圣餐，他们彼此之间就在那里争论谁大谁小，彼此在那里争论。
And yet it was right after the establishment of this covenant that they start to have a dispute.
弟兄姊妹，在圣经里面我们看到门徒的争论，这不是第一次。
Of course, from the scriptures, we also know this is not the first time that they had this dispute.
我们不要看别的福音，我们单单看路加福音，在第九章他们就曾经这样争论过。
In Luke only, in chapter 9, they already had this dispute.
在路加福音第九章四十六节到四十八节，我们看见门徒同样在那里争论这样一个老问题。
It's the same question.
在这样的一个团体里面，在这个属灵的这样的一个家里面，到底谁大谁小，谁应该先谁应该后呢？
Who is the greatest among this spiritual group?
在第九章路加福音第九章主耶稣带了一个小孩到他们面前来，他们说，你们要像这个小孩子，你们就可以克服胜过那个彼此之间的相斗。
And there in chapter 9 Jesus brought a small child and showed them that you have to become like children in the kingdom of God.
那我们在路加福音二十二章，我们刚才所读过的，主耶稣用彼得的例子来提醒我们。
And in this chapter 22, Jesus used the example of Peter to remind us.
我们再看三十一到三十四节。
Let's pay special attention to verses 31 to 34.
路加福音二十二章三十一节到三十四节，主又说。在英文圣经没有提到又说这两个字，中文特别提到又说，就跟前面是有关联的。主又告诉他们说，他说，西门西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好筛你们像筛麦子一样，但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心，你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
In the Chinese version it says the Lord said againindicating a relation between his conversation here to that above, said, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail, and when you turn back, you can strengthen your brothers.
33节彼得说，他说，主啊，我就是跟你下监，我跟你同死也是甘心。耶稣说，彼得，我告诉你说的没有错，今日鸡还没有叫，你要三次说不认得我。
Peter replied, Lord, I'm ready to go with you to prison and to death. And Jesus responded, I tell you, Peter, before the rooster crows today, you will deny me three times.
从这个属灵的征战的角度，我们看这几节圣经，我们看见彼得是怎么会失败的，我们也看见彼得怎么样从失败里面能够转败为胜。
So we can look at these few verses from the viewpoint of spiritual warfare to understand why Peter failed and how he can come back.
弟兄姊妹，彼得，这个耶稣在这里预言彼得什么？
What did Jesus prophesy?
就你要三次不认我。
You will deny three times that you know me.
对彼得，对耶稣来讲，看上下文，我们发现耶稣很看重这件事情。
From the context, we realize that Jesus is paying special attention to this.
但是弟兄姊妹，在我们的基督徒的经验里面来看。
But as Christians in our experience,
我们一定有一个问题，有什么了不起呢？三次不认主，又犯了什么大错呢？
We feel that this doesn't seem to be such a big deal.
彼得并没有像犹大一样把耶稣给卖掉。
At least Peter did not betray Jesus like Judas.
彼得不像今天许多的传道人，许多的这个教会里面的领袖，许多道德的败坏来羞辱主的名。
Peter did not commit a great moral crime and bring dishonor to the name of Christ.
耶稣说，彼得，你要三次不认我。
Jesus said, "You will deny me three times."
弟兄姊妹，容许我再说一遍。今天我们三次不认主，这算得了什么呢
？Allow me to say this again. What's the big deal about denying that you know Jesus three times?
在我们的见证上，我们突然好像失去那个见证的作用，这又算什么呢？我们没有杀人，没有放火，没有做一些伤天害理的事情。
As long as we did not commit any great crimes, what's the big deal about losing our testimony.
所以我们发现主耶稣这里很认真，一定有他认真的原因。
But there must be a reason why Jesus treated this very seriously.
弟兄姊妹，几个礼拜以前，我曾经跟弟兄姊妹很严肃地想到一个基本的观念。
Few weeks ago, I considered with you a very important basic theme.
我发现今天有许许多多基督徒做了多年，对很多基本的信仰没有弄清楚。
I fear that many Christians, even after being a believer for many years, are not clear about the fundamentals.
那么在这个地方，耶稣基督很认真地看他三次不认他，而把他看见一件很严重的事情，跟这个观念有关系。
And indeed, I think the fundamentals will show us why this is such an important event.
几个礼拜以前，我们提到关于罪的观念。
Several weeks ago, we talked about the concept of sin.
在我们的观念里面，我们只认为那个该做的，那个不该做的，我们去做了，这叫罪。
In our everyday experience, we feel that sins are those things we should not do, and we go and do it.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们在圣经里面，我们清楚地看见圣经提醒我们，刚才我们的那个观念不过是对罪的认识的一部分而已。
But from the revelation of the scriptures, we understand that's only part of the concept of sin.
事实上，我们不该做的去做了，这是罪；我们该做的而没有做，这也是一个罪。
It is also a sin when we do not do those things that we ought to be doing.
所以雅各书四章十七节告诉我们说，人知道该去行善而不去行，这就是他的罪。
And in fact, in the book of James, we were told that if we know what is good and yet refuses to do it, then that is a sin.
我们说做了不该做的事情，这叫过。没有做该做的，我们叫不及。
So we can say you've crossed the boundary that is sin, but when you are not up to the standard, that's also a sin.
弟兄姊妹，见证是什么
？What is our testimony?
见证就是我们该做的事。
Testimony refers to the things that we should be doing.
当然，我们做了一个基督徒，做了一些我们不该做的事情，我们是犯罪得罪神。
Of course, if we as a Christian did things that we should not be doing, that is a sin.
但是在这个地方，我们看见耶稣基督看重的，就是我们常常所谓消极的那一方面。
But perhaps what Jesus is paying attention today here is what we call the passive things.
一个基督徒做见证乃是一种生命自然的流露。
The testimony of a Christian should be the natural outflowing of his life.
你的见证打了折扣，证明你的生命有问题。
If there's a problem with your testimony, that's showing that there's a problem with your life.
弟兄姊妹，主很关心这件事情。
And our Lord pay attention to this.
不要以为说我们今天做了那些不该做的事情，我们才需要回到神的面前悔改。
Do not feel that it's only when we've committed a sin that we should not be doing that we need to repent.
我们常常该做的一些事情我们没有做到。
But if there are many things we should be doing but we did not.
以一个基督徒来讲很简单，我们每天的谢饭祷告。
As a very simple example, how about our everyday giving thanks for our meals?
我们发现我们在基督徒多的地方或者在我们家里面，我们祷告比较认真。
When there are a lot of Christians, perhaps in your family, you can pay attention to it.
当我们到了非基督徒比较多的环境的时候，我们的谢饭祷告就好像就减少很多。
But when we are in a surroundings where the non-Christians outnumber us, then perhaps we will go easy on our giving thanks for our meals.
弟兄姊妹，就是一个简单的谢饭祷告，都是我们能够为主做见证的一个机会。
Even the simple thing as just praying for your meal is a testimony to our Lord.
这个见证我已经讲过，我在准备的时候，我又想到我还是要跟大家分享一次。
I've shared with you this before, and when I thought about this, I thought I should share it again.
33年前，在1960年，我大学快毕业的时候，到军队里面去受训。
33 years ago, when I graduated from university, I began to serve in the army.
当然，你在一个军队的里面，基督徒是绝对的少数。
The Christians among the army is indeed a minority.
那么每一次吃饭的时候就要谢饭祷告。
Of course, when you partake of your meal, you want to give thanks.
那么你谢饭祷告总要有一些时间，对不对？你再短大概也要5秒钟、10秒钟。
The shortest you can do this will still take at least 5 to 10 seconds.
那么在军队里面最怕的，不怕你捣蛋，不怕你造反，就怕你绝食，就怕你不吃饭。
The worst thing that can happen being in the army is not being able to eat.
那么所以每一次我在祷告的时候呢，我们的长官就觉得很奇怪，这个人大概要绝食了。
And so when I pray, the commanders always thought this is strange because it's this person trying not to eat.
我记得有一次我祷告到一半，突然我没有防到，那个我们的连长就在后面用他的膝盖就踢我的背。
I remember one time when I was in the middle of my prayer, one of the sergeants came back to the back of me and put his knee to my back.
非常凶悍的就叫我站起来，说你在这里干什么？你是不是想绝食了？想造反
？And then he immediately commanded me to stand up and explain my actions.
说你在干什么
？What are you doing？
哇，全体的人都在等我讲话。
Everybody else were waiting for my response.
我不能说，报告连长，我有习惯哈，每一次吃饭以前都要准备消化10秒钟，我不能随便乱讲。
I cannot respond very in a half-hearted fashion.
后来我就说我在祷告。
So I told the truth. I said I was praying.
哇，这个连长就哈哈大笑。
He began to laugh.
请大家看，这里有一个人在祷告。
And he cried out in a loud voice. Everybody, look and see. Here's a person praying.
哦，真是像小说上所说的，巴不得有两个翅膀飞掉，有个地洞可以钻掉。
Indeed, I was put in a very embarrassing situation.
但是感谢赞美主
I thank the Lord.
连长帮助我向大家宣告我真正的身份是什么
Because he announced for me what my position is.
在那几个月的基本训练里面
After several months of basic training,
我把谢饭祷告分成三个阶段
I've considered my prayer into 3 stages.
第一个阶段是什么呢
The first phase.
当我祷告完了以后
After I pray,
我们一桌六个人
there are 6 of us around the table.
那么阿门了以后，所有桌上的肥肉都没有了。
After I've said Amen, then all the meat will be gone.
因为你十秒钟来不及跟他们抢桌上的这些肥肉。
Because in 10 seconds, all of that will be gone.
过了一段时间，进入谢饭祷告的第二个阶段。
Then I went into the second phase.
因为我们六个人比较熟悉了。
Because now the 6 of us know each other.
我奉耶稣基督的名感谢阿门了以后
，When I say Amen，
我发现在我的碗里面有一块肥肉。
Then I discovered that at least there's 1 piece of meat in my bowl.
然后他们就告诉我，哎呀，你看你的祷告真有效，祷告完有肉来了。
And they start joke with me and say, Oh, your prayer has some effect. At least there's 1 piece of meat.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天听起来很好笑，我在准备的时候也觉得很好笑，但是那段时间不是很好过。
Even though when we hear about this and look back upon this, it seems to be somewhat funny, during that time it was difficult for me.
但是感谢主，主带领我进入第三个阶段。
I thank the Lord for taking me into my third phase.
当我祷告完了以后
，After I prayed,
我发现那五个人在等我一起开动。
The other five were waiting for me before they eat their meal.
很简单，很小的一件事情。
Seemingly a very simple event.
神做了奇妙的工作。
But our Lord did a wonderful thing.
在那五位同就是一起当兵的朋友里面
，Among those five who were sitting on the same table with me,
有一个人因为我的谢饭祷告，他受了感动。
One person was touched by the example of my prayer.
因为他本来也是基督徒。
Found out later that indeed he's also a Christian.
他后来告诉我。
Later on, he shared with me.
他说：“当你第一次被连长叫起来当众这样出丑的时候。”
The first time when you were asked to stand up and explain yourself.
我就跟我自己说。
I said to myself.
还是我聪明。
I am wiser.
但是等到后来看见你不断的吃饭祷告的时候
But then later on, as I witnessed that you continued to pray,
我受了极深的责备
Then I was rebuked.
为什么李秀全可以做到，为什么我不能做到
Why is it that he can do this and I cannot?
不只是这位弟兄在那个吃饭的里面得到帮助
So not only did I help that brother,
这个弟兄后来做了传道人，现在在加州做牧师。
Later on, this brother became a pastor and is now serving in California.
弟兄姊妹，谢饭祷告是小事。
Yes, it's a small thing to give thanks for your meal.
但是帮助我们不会为主做大事的人，从小事先为主做见证。
But it helps us who cannot accomplish great things for the Lord to at least be faithful in small things.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做大
？What is great?
大有两种意义。
There's two meanings.
大一个意义是跟小相对叫做大
First we can say big is the opposite of small
第二大的意义是什么
What is the second meaning
许多的小聚在一起就叫大
Many small coming together becomes big
很多时候我们只有第一个观念
We often pay attention to the first concept
我永远做不了大事
I can never do big things
因为我所做的都很小
Because all I can do are small things
你永远做不了大事
I cannot do a great thing.
你如果真是看见我许多的小事累积起来就是大事的时候，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们可以为主做大事。
But if you can have a breakthrough in your concept and you can realize that of the small things that I do when I put them together, then I've done great things for the Lord.
所以在这里很清楚地看见为什么主耶稣那么看重彼得三次不认他的事情。
Then this perhaps shed some light on why Jesus was paying attention to this event.
我们看看这一段圣经，到底主耶稣怎么样来描写，怎么样来分析彼得失败的原因。
We can find from these verses the reason why Jesus understood that Peter will do this.
三十一节开始的时候，耶稣对彼得说：“西门，西门，撒旦要得着你们。”
In the beginning, Jesus said, "Simon, Simon, Satan." Has asked
要筛你们像筛麦子一样
to sift you as wheat.
主耶稣在这里给我们看见一件很重要的事情。今天我们会失败，今天我们会软弱，今天我们会跌倒，因为撒旦。
So one of the first reasons why we may fail is due to Satan.
三十一节，主耶稣提醒彼得，也提醒我们读这一段圣经的人。
Not only is he reminding Simon Peter, Jesus also reminding us.
两件事情
Two things.
撒旦的存在，撒旦的存心。
The existence of Satan and his intentions.
在这一节圣经，很简单的一节圣经里面，耶稣提醒我们撒旦的存在。
In this verse, Jesus simply put, has reminded us that Satan exists.
当我在准备这个信息的时候
As I was preparing this,
我突然有一个感受
I have this feeling.
撒旦今天最常传讲的信息是什么
What is the most common message that Satan preaches today?
我觉得撒旦今天所传的两个信息第一个 是叫做无神论。
I believe that Satan preaches two messages. The first is there's no God.
告诉人今天没有神。
There is no God.
如果那些人说有神，是因为心理作用。
If you say there's a God, it's due to your mind.
那么这是撒旦常常所传讲的一个信息 ，atheism 没有神。
Indeed, this is one of his favorite messages.
魔鬼所传的第二个信息是什么
？What is his second message?
第一个我们都很了解，无神论。
The first we understand.
魔鬼所传的第二个信息，我把它叫做无鬼论。
The second message that he preaches is there's no Satan.
他到处告诉人家说没有神。
He goes around and say there's no God.
他到处告诉人家没有鬼。
And he also goes around and say there's no Satan.
你们说有神是心理作用。
If you say there's God, it's only your mind.
你们说有鬼也是心理作用。
It's only in your mind that you think Satan exists.
今天在这个二十世纪。
Especially in the 20th century.
在思想界，在文化界，在哲学界。比较影响这个世代的基督徒的作者或者文学家不是太多。
There aren't that many Christian philosophers or people who in literature work that can influence the world today.
有一个很出名的一个作者叫做 C.S. Lewis.
But perhaps we can say C.S. Lewis comes close.
那么这本书我常常鼓励一些知识分子看。
I would recommend some of his writings to those who consider themselves intellectuals.
因为 C.S. Lewis 在信仰上面的经历，就是我们许多知识分子经验信仰的一个写照。
Indeed, his experience is a good reflection on how an intellectual can come to know the Lord.
他本来是在基督教的环境生长。
He grew up in a Christian environment.
进了大学，受到人文主义的影响。
When he attended university, he was affected by the teachings of the day.
完全放弃信仰。
Because of the influence of humanism, he gave up his faith.
后来神让他重新复兴过来。
But later on, he was revived by the Lord.
后来神用他。
And the Lord used him.
他在他一本书上这样说。
In one of his books, he wrote.
他说人类对撒旦抱着两种全然相反而又错误的观念。
That humankind today holds two viewpoints about Satan that are completely opposite and yet both are wrong.
所以换句话说，他说今天人类有两种不同的撒旦观或者是魔鬼观。
So we can say there are two views upon the existence. We can say there are two views upon the existence of Satan.
第一个就是不相信他的存在。
The first view is.He doesn't exist.
第二呢
，The second
就是对他，这个是他说的，对他有过度而有病态的兴趣。
The second view is that people today have an unhealthy interest in Satanism.
换句话说，这个 C.S. Lewis 告诉我们说，我们今天对魔鬼有两种极端的看法。
So we can have two extremes.
一种呢，我们就认为他不在。
The first is, well, he doesn't exist at all.
一种呢，我们就把他有一种非常病态的一种说不出来的一种热切的兴趣。
And yet, we can also have a very unhealthy enthusiasm and interest in Satan.
前天晚上我参加一个分区的聚会。
Day before yesterday, I attended a area meeting.
我们现在发现团契聚会呢，有两段很精彩的时间。第一段呢就是查经，第二段呢就是查点。
We have two very exciting times during these meetings. First, we have an exciting time of Bible study, and then the second phase is when we have our refreshments.
我最近慢慢在改变我的观念。
And I'm trying to change my own concept.
因为以前我都很看重查经那一段。
In the past, I pay more attention to the Bible study.
所以查完经呢，我就匆匆忙忙要回家了。
So after leading Bible study or whatever, I would want to leave.
后来我发现查点的时间呢，比查经的时间呢，有的时候还有内容。
But then I discovered that the content perhaps is richer during the refreshment time.
那天茶点的时候，我们就分成两组。
That night, during our refreshment time, we broke into two groups.
那么我跟一组在一起谈话。
I was with one group talking to them.
他们就问我说：“李牧师，你知不知道最近看过 Boston Globe 没有？”
some people started to ask me, Pastor Lee, have you read in the Boston Globe?
我说关系什么事情？
I said, well, what about?
他说跟这个香港，这1997年有关系。
It has relation to the future of Hong Kong after 1997.
他说在 Boston Globe 里面有一栏是讲 business， 就是讲商业栏或者讲讲生意的。
There's a business section in the Boston Globe.
报道一个消息。
And there was a news story.
说现在在香港，每一个证券行或者每一个股票行，甚至有一些银行。
Says in Hong Kong today, every major stock trading place, the brokerage firms, even the banks,
在他们的 staff 里面，现在普遍很流行的都请一种人作为他们的同工。
It's very popular today that among the staff they have to have a specially trained type of person.
这是那个杂那个报纸上写的。
This is from the Boston Globe.
他们请什么人做那个工这个特别的受薪的职员呢？
What kind of particular person are they looking for?
他们说不只是请一个这样的职员，而且请四个跟这个有关的 consultant， 那顾问来帮忙。
Not only will they hire one, a lot of times they will hire four to be special consultants.
他们找的那个人是什么人？
What kind of people?
风水先生。
People who study the wind and the directions, the mountains and the waters.
我这个礼拜看了一本书，题目就叫风水。
Indeed, I study a book about this area. Chinese call it 风水。
那么事实上是昨天才看的，因为我前天知道这个，所以我昨天赶快把这本书找出来，好好的研究一下，到底中国人对风水还是不了解。
So because of that conversation topic, I picked up a book about this to study it.
那本书上打开来说，中国的风水是一种 art。是一种 science。
The book describes the study of feng shui as science and art。
但是事实上我们也知道这些风水的这些事情跟民间宗教多少有一点挂钩的。
But if you study it a little deeper, it has roots in the
folk religion。那么我们看见在这些这个中国人的这个信仰的背景里面
in the system of belief of the Chinese，
我们不只是看见普遍的中国人有这种观念。
Perhaps we should say this is not limited to the Chinese people。
最近我发现有不少的教会的这样的一种团体当中，
I even discovered it among many church religious organizations.
也不知不觉落在这样的一种的危险和失败的当中。
We would also fall into this trap.
那么这个礼拜我也看了好几本关于 demonology 的书，就是关于魔鬼学的书。
And then I also picked up a few books about the evil of demonology.
我们也知道今天在加州有一个很流行的新兴的宗教，叫做撒旦教。
And we know that in California is a very popular new, they call it new, it's not really new, a Satanism.
那么这一些的活动我们发现有许多弟兄姊妹跟基督教有关系。
And many of these are due to, in fact, a response to Christianity.
今天有许许多多的基督徒不只是否认了撒旦的存在，我们也轻看了撒旦的他的工作。
I think today many Christians not only refuse to believe the existence of Satan, they also belittle his influence.
主耶稣说撒旦要得着你们，要筛你们像筛麦子一样。
Jesus here warns us that Satan wants to sift us as wheat.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要太等闲的来看耶稣当年的警告。
Let us not belittle the warning of Jesus.
今天在教会的里面，
Today even in the church,
我希望我们教会没有。
I hope and pray that there's no such influence in our church.
但是我知道今天在许多的教会的当中，
But I know that in many churches today,
有许多的人在那里找算命先生。
Many people will dabble in fortune telling.
有的在程度上不一样的进入一种巫术的里面。
And perhaps some in different levels, you may practice black magic.
甚至我们发现今天有一些交鬼的现象。
And perhaps you will also try to reach the evil spirits.
弟兄姊妹，我们要非常的小心。
We have to be very, very careful here.
撒旦是用各种不同的形式混到我们的当中来，所以保罗叫他光明的天使。
Satan will try every trick in the book to come among us, and that's why Paul says he is like an angel of light.
主耶稣用一个非常生动的比方来提到撒旦得着我们要像筛麦子一样。
And Jesus used the example that Satan wants to sift us as sifting wheat.
在路加福音，我们对筛麦子不会觉得不会觉得好奇，因为在路加福音第三章曾经提到耶稣要拿着粪箕来养他的场，要怎么样，也是在做一个什么筛的一个工作。
Perhaps when we read the Gospel of Luke, we are not.Unfamiliar with the concept of sifting wheat, because very early on his ministry was described as dividing the good from the bad.
耶稣基督筛是要收下麦子，除去糠秕。
The work of Jesus is to sift the wheat so that he can keep the kernels and throw away the husks.
魔鬼的工作刚好相反。
But the work of Satan is the reverse.
他要存下糠秕，要除去麦子。
He wants to keep the husks and throw away the kernels.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们心里面从这里得到一些安慰。
But perhaps we can be comforted from this.
魔鬼看上的是麦子，魔鬼看上的不是糠秕。
Satan is paying attention
to 麦子
to actually the corn itself, the kernels.
所以换句话说，今天魔鬼所看上的是那真基督徒，那热心爱主的基督徒，愿意侍奉主的基督徒，好像彼得一样。
Indeed, then Satan is looking for those who love the Lord, who wants to serve the Lord, like Simon Peter.
事实上，撒旦所筛的，撒旦所要得着的，不是单单彼得而已。这里告诉我们说，是撒旦要得着你们，是复数的。
When Jesus said this, Satan has asked to sift you. The original Greek is plural.
那么到底撒旦怎么样筛呢？
How is he doing this?
撒旦的工作是怎么样做的呢？
What is the work of Satan?
如果我们要看魔鬼的工作，我们一定要看启示录。
If we want to understand the work of Satan, we need to turn to the book of Revelation.
请我们看启示录第十二章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 12.
我们很快的，虽然我们时间不是很多，我们看一下这一段的经文，在启示录第十二章。
Revelation chapter 12.
第九节到第十三节。
Verse 9 to 13.
这个地方提到撒旦工作的三个不同的手段和方法。
Here we are shown three different ways that Satan works.
我们节省时间，我们就不读。我们注意第九节有“迷惑”这两个字。
In verse 9, we were told deception.
第十节我们看见“控告”这两个字。
In verse 10, we see accusing.
十三节我们看见“逼迫”这两个字。
And in verse 13, we see that he persecutes.
在历史历代里面，我们看见撒旦所做的工作不外这三样东西。
Indeed, we can say Satan.Does only these three things.
什么叫迷惑呢？
What do we mean when we say he leads us astray?
迷惑就是蒙骗的意思。
Means he's deceiving us.
怎么蒙骗？
How?
他披着宗教的外衣。
He would put on the mantles of religion.
甚至他可以披着基督教的外衣。
Indeed, he can even put on the mantles of Christianity.
这是撒旦迷惑的工作。
This is the work of Satan in deceiving.
我们常常听见人家这样说。
We hear others say,
算命算得很准。
Yes, the fortune teller is very accurate.
星象学非常的准确。
Astrology is very
当然准确。
It is accurate.
因为这是撒旦的工作。
Because this is the work of Satan.
我们今天看见神在做工。
Today we see God working.
我们看见魔鬼在做工。
And Satan is working too.
也只有那些灵验的东西可以蒙骗迷惑我们。
It is only those things that really work that can really deceive us.
圣经叫做似是而非的东西。
Those things that looks like truth but is not.
我们要小心魔鬼的迷惑。
We have to be careful of his deception.
我们要小心魔鬼外表的吸引。
We have to be careful of his outward attraction.
我这礼拜看了一本书。
This week I've also read a book.
叫做《美丽的魔鬼》。
It talks about the beautiful Satan.
那么讲到一个人他过去交鬼的经验。
This person is telling the experience ofhaving communion with Satan.
一直是在基督教的圈子里面做的。
And this was all taken place under the guise of Christianity.
这是撒旦的迷惑。
And this is the work of Satan.
什么叫控告呢？
What is the work of accusation?
今天魔鬼知道我们有什么东西，他可以抓在他手上。
Satan knows what we have done.
你知道控告有两种。
There are two kinds of accusations.
一种是栽赃或者诬赖。
The first kind perhaps is something that you have not done.
一种呢就是等于说是莫须有的，没有的事，他把它造成有。
That is, you never really committed that, but then they accuse that you have.
那么另外一种的控告。
The other kind of accusation.
就是有真凭实据的控告。
It's based on fact.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
撒旦很少用第一件事情来控告我。
Satan rarely accuses us without evidence.
我们用那些脏在这栽赃诬赖的这种控告是很低级的控告。
This kind of accusation is indeed rather low level.
魔鬼用这样的控告很容易就被识破。
Because if Satan uses this, it would be easy to argue against.
魔鬼今天控告神的儿女。
But when Satan accuses the children of God,
一定是真凭实据。
He bases his accusations on facts.
因为他知道我们真实所存的东西。
Because he knows what goes on inside of us.
他不需要捏造什么东西。
Didn't need to make up anything.
他知道我们什么地方是可以被控告。
He knows where we are weak for accusation.
一般来讲，他用两样事情来控告我们。
We can say generalize this under two.
其实弟兄姊妹，我们很难逃过这两样东西。
And indeed, it's difficult for us to escape from these two.
魔鬼所控告的，第一是我们隐藏的动机。
The first is our hidden motives.
弟兄姊妹的动机别人看不出来。
Others may not be able to discern.
神知道。
God knows.
你知道。
You know.
还有一个知道。
There's another person. Satan knows.
鬼知道。
He knows.
他知道我们隐藏的动机是什么。
He knows our inward motivation.
这是一个魔鬼所攻击我们、所控告我们的根据。
And this is where he will accuse us.
第二个。
Second,
魔鬼用什么来控告我们？
What will he accuse us of?
我相信你们都猜得出来。
I think you know.
就是我们过去的记录。
Our past records.
我们过去已经做了，现在要回过头来，已经没有办法时光倒流，已经是存在那里。
Things that we have done in the past.
过去你不得见人。
Committed.
过去你羞辱神的东西。
The things that you have committed that insulted God.
在人的背后你曾经做的一些事情。
Things that perhaps you've done in secret.
你如果没有被耶稣基督的宝血所遮盖过。
If your sins and iniquities have not been covered by the blood of Christ.
魔鬼常常用这些过去的记录来控告我。
Then Satan will accuse us from our past sins.
魔鬼怎么逼迫我们呢？
How does Satan persecute us?
在教会历史里面，我们看见他是用政治的形态来逼迫教会。
From the history of the church, we understand he can persecute us through political powers.
用宗教的形态来逼迫我们。
Can also persecute us under the guise of religion.
我在新加坡两年，常常听见这样的故事。
When I was in Singapore for 2 years, I very often hear these stories.
在马来西亚，只要有马来人信了耶稣。
In Malaysia, if a Malay becomes a Christian,
他今天信耶稣，下个礼拜人就失踪了。
If he professes his Christianity, he will disappear the next week.
是被他的家人杀害的。
Very usually, he will be murdered by his family members.
许多信回教的父亲会把信耶稣的儿子亲自下手把他杀害。
Indeed, many family, the father who is a Muslim, will kill his sons who became Christians.
迷惑、控告和逼迫。
Deception, accusation, and persecution.
撒旦他的名字就叫敌对者 ，adversary.
The name of Satan means the adversary.
所以第一个我们看见，今天我们的失败。弟兄姊妹，如果我们今天不靠着比魔鬼更有能力的主，我们是不可能得胜。
Indeed, if we do not depend on the power that is greater than Satan, we cannot claim victory.
这是彼得失败的一个第一个原因。
This is the first reason that Peter failed.
第二个原因是什么？
What is the second reason?
我们读到三十三节，我们就看见彼得在那里说了许多的大话。
In verse 33, we see him boasting.
我们在二十二章三十三节，我们看见彼得的自大。
We see that how Peter considered himself.
看见他的自义。
He felt that he was so righteous.
如果我们用现在比较流行的在台湾的一个表达的话，叫做自我膨胀。
He expanded himself.
我们看见这样一个人，他觉得自己了不起。
He thinks very highly of himself.
怪不得有一次寇世远监督讲过一篇信息。
I remember Bishop Cole mentioned in one of his messages.
他的题目叫做“替魔鬼叫冤”，就替魔鬼说话。
He talked about how someone would speak for Satan.
他说魔鬼实在很冤枉。
He said perhaps sometimes we blame Satan too much.
就是很多时候是我们要负责任，我们把责任通通怪在他的身上。
Very often we should bear the responsibility, but we would push it all onto him.
这是有圣经根据。
And indeed, this is based on scripture.
在以弗所书告诉我们说，我们不要给魔鬼留地步。
In the book of Ephesians, we were told we should not leave any way for Satan.
哥林多后书也提醒我们说，不要让撒旦趁机会来攻击我们。
And in 2 Corinthians, we were told not to let Satan have an opportunity.
这个地步和机会是什么意思？
What does this mean?
就是你给他有一个立足的地方，他就进来。
And that is you allow some room for him and he will come in.
以弗所书的地步，哥林多后书的那个机会，在英文是叫做 foothold.
Or we can say we are leaving a foothold for Satan.
很多时候是我们开了门，魔鬼才可以进来。
Very often we have to open the door before he can enter.
所以在这个地方我们看见耶稣再三的苦口婆心的劝彼得。
So when our Lord Jesus tried to warn Peter.
弟兄姊妹，下个礼拜我希望跟弟兄姊妹一起思想另外一方面，我们怎么样能够胜过魔鬼。
Next week I want to share with you how we can claim victory over him.
但是我想今天我要做一个很简单的结论。
But I need to conclude now.
不管怎么样，弟兄姊妹，我们要记得一件事情。
No matter what, we have to remember.
在家里也好，在教会也好。
Whether it's at home or at the church.
在任何的环境里面。
Under any circumstance.
人不是我们的仇人，魔鬼才是我们的敌人。
Our fellow men are not our enemies.
第二，我们要谨慎小心。
We have to be cautious and careful.
不要让我们成为撒旦魔鬼的工具。
So that we will not become tools of Satan.
我不知道这是偶然还是巧合。
I don't know whether this is just pure coincidence or not.
耶稣两次对门徒讲撒旦的时候。
Twice when Jesus told his disciples about Satan.
都跟彼得有关系。
It related to Peter.
一次是在这里。
Once here.
一次是在马太福音十六章。
The other time it was in Matthew 16.
耶稣对着彼得说，撒旦，你退我后边去吧。
When Jesus scolded Peter and said, Satan, turn around.
不是彼得是撒旦。
It's not to say Peter is Satan.
撒旦已经进到彼得的里面，成为神工作的拦阻。
But that Satan has entered Peter and that he could become an obstacle to the work of God.
弟兄姊妹，让我们在主的面前谨慎。
Let us be cautious before the Lord.
我们低头祷告。
And let us pray.
天父，我们谢谢你，你的话是我们脚前的灯和路上的光。
Father, thank you for your words.
我们求主今天早上再一次接着这样的一段提醒来提醒我们。
Remind us through the message.
让我们在主的面前知道如何能够谨慎我们的脚步。
So that we can be careful of our footsteps.
主啊，不让魔鬼撒旦在我们中间有丝毫的工作。
So that we can banish Satan from among us.
祝福施恩给你自己的教会。
Bless your own church.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.